This Mishnah explores the implications of when, where, and by whom the death takes place for the question of whether or not the perpetrator goes into exile. Hazarek Evan Lirshut Harabim Viharag Hareze Gole. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Im mi kisheyatzta ha'evan miado, hotzi halaz et rosho vikibla, hareze patur. If someone throws a stone into the public domain and kills someone, the person who throws the rock goes into exile. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, however, if after the stone left the person's hand, that's when the other person sticks their head out into the public domain and kind of receives the stone and dies, then the perpetrator is exempt from exile. This links back to what we explored yesterday. Rabbi Eliezer seems to think that if no one was there when the perpetrator threw the rock, the perpetrator does not need to take responsibility for the death at all. This death would be fully ones, or out of their control. However, the Tanna Kamma, that first unnamed opinion of the Mishnah, thinks that maybe people shouldn't be throwing rocks into the public domain at all, such that even if nobody was there when you threw it, you should have been more careful, and then you would go into exile if you killed someone. So this again sees exile as a punishment for the accidental murder. The Yachin links Rabbi Eliezer's opinion back to the verse that we saw yesterday. Dvarim 19:5, if you'll recall, says, Va'asher yavo et re'ehu ba'ya'ar lachtov etzim, someone who goes into the forest with their fellow to chop some wood, v'nidcha yado begarzen lichrot ha'etz, and their hand pushes on the axe to chop the tree, v'nashal habarzel min ha'etz u'matza et re'ehu, and the iron slips from the wood, and either the iron or the wood finds the fellow. So today we're focusing on these words, finds the fellow. According to Rabbi Eliezer, says Yachin, the victim had to be there for you to find them. If they weren't there at all, there was nothing to find, and you would be exempt as a perpetrator in that case. So the Yachin again is seeing this as a very hyper-literal reading of the verses, but we can also understand this argument more conceptually. How much responsibility do I take for throwing a rock into the public domain? Do I just need to look around and make sure no one's there before I do that? Or do I have a greater responsibility for my actions? Let's see the next case. Zarak et ha'evan l'chatzero v'harag, im yesh reshut l'nizak l'kanes sham, gole, v'im lav, eno gole, sh'ne'emar, v'asher yavo et re'ehu b'ya'ar. Ma ha'ya'ar reshut l'nizak v'lamazik l'kanes l'sham, yatza chatzar ba'al habayit, she'ein reshut l'nizak v'lamazik l'kanes l'sham. So in this case, someone's throwing a stone into their own courtyard and kills someone. If the victim had permission to enter there, the perpetrator goes into exile. But if not, the perpetrator is not exiled. As it says, same verse, as one goes with their neighbor into the forest, just as a forest is a place where both the victim and the perpetrator have equal permission to enter, so too, any place that the victim and perpetrator have permission to enter, the perpetrator needs to go into exile. The reading of this verse excludes the courtyard of the homeowner, where the victim and the perpetrator don't have equal permission to enter there. The Yachin offers a clarification here. If the perpetrator throws a rock somewhere where they have no permission to enter, but the victim does have permission to enter, there's also no exile there because that perpetrator is Karov Lemezid, almost an intentional murder. So in this case, the location of the murder is what's at stake. If it's a communal area and someone throws a rock there, that person is a little suspect. And if it's a courtyard and it's the perpetrator's courtyard, the perpetrator is exempt from exile because they really had no reason to think someone else might be there. Right? And that's different from the public domain where other people have all the permission to be there. Less intuitively, if it's the victim's courtyard, the perpetrator is exempt from exile because they should have been more careful and they almost don't deserve exile. They'd maybe be tried for murder instead, or at least would be available for the blood avenger. A modern day application of these cases might be a construction site and its surrounding public areas. Finally, we move on to the question of who. Who is this perpetrator? What is their relationship to the victim? Abba Shaul Omer, Ma Hatavat Etzim Rishut, Yatza Ha'av Hamake Et Bno, Veharav Harode Et Talmido, Ushliach Beit Din. Abba Shaul says, another rule can be derived from Devarim 19:5. Just as the chopping of wood that is mentioned in that verse is optional chopping of wood, so too, all of those people who are exiled are also engaged in optional actions or activities. This excludes a father who strikes his son, and a teacher who strikes their student, and an agent of the court who is deputized to flog people who have sinned. And this is because Abba Shaul sees these three activities as not being purely optional, but as in some way being mitzvot, commanded activities. And so taking on a commanded activity and a death resulting in that case renders the perpetrator less liable and not someone who has to receive the punishment of going into exile. Tomorrow's Mishnah will continue exploring the question of who is sent into exile.